Hi, welcome to Lids. Hey, wait, aren't you...
A Don Miller? Yeah, I'm new to town. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the cool stuff all these kids do around here. I see there's some clubs and, you know, I'm just trying to figure out where all the ladies hang. You may recognize me from Hollywood. I've done a couple commercials, mostly for, you know, cool things like medicine. But I'm really hoping to start off a whole new life out here in Mystery County. I got a couple friends already. They're all right. And I think with my presence around them, they'll be a whole lot cooler. Anyways, I'll take this lid. The Superior Spaghettis. Hey, look at that. Fits like a glove or a hat.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of dashing doppelgangers and coerced collaboration in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And if this is turning into Babysitter's Club, I'm out.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And I'm not crushing on Shamanda. You are. Wait, you are? But I am. Oh, you tricked me.
Hi, this is Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous, who, yeah, has a crush on Adon Miller. I mean, duh. Are you bored of all my crushes by now? Are you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler. And I love the fishes because they're so delicious. Oh, no, I might die.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the professional. And I'm about to get to the bottom of this mystery that I made up.
Where we left off last time, the gang, they had figured out that Ron Stewart seems to be the target of this de-aging spell that is affecting and afflicting a lot of the adults in town. CEJ and Susan were over at Queen Latifah's, where CEJ just got picked up by Vice Principal Cordy Doherty and kind of pushed into working for Vice Principal Cordy Doherty as an undercover agent to suss out troublemakers. Two things. One, Claire, what is the gender expression of Cordy Doherty?
He, him.
Okay, great. So you're working for him, Alan. And then the second thing, so as a result of this, Alan, you have decided to, because you were ready to level up, that CEJ has a new playbook, correct?
Yes, I am now the professional.
That's great. And so the professional works for an agency. In this instance, what is the agency that you work for?
The agency is Cordy Doherty's private investigation firm.
Amazing. Now, is this an official, does Cordy Doherty run a side business as a private investigator, or is this just sort of like Cordy Doherty's, what they're doing within their role as a vice principal?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be more fun if Cordy Doherty ends up slowly developing into a full-on private investigation firm, I think.
Okay. That seems to suggest that currently that he is not a separate private investigation firm. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. So it seems like this is maybe you and Cordy Doherty starting. Cordy Doherty has inscripted you, and then maybe as success gets under your belts, Cordy Doherty will leave the education world behind. But yeah, I think for right now, you sort of work under the table for Cordy Doherty in their capacity as an administrator of the Mystery County School District.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sort of, essentially, you're a narc.
Okay.
What is the goal of Cordy Doherty and their investigation firm?
Their current goal is to maintain fairness and parity among the extracurricular athletics of the Mystery County School District.
Okay, yeah. So you're definitely a narc then. So your whole job, right, is to investigate and report on the extracurricular athletic groups in the school district?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What resources do you have within this?
My resources are cover IDs, and Cordy Doherty has established many offices through the his like connections in the school district. So basically anywhere there's a school of any kind, yeah. I have a base.
Great.
Oh my lord. Wow.
And within every agency for a professional, there is some red tape. What are the red tape that Cordy Doherty's agency presents to you?
Yeah, Cordy Doherty's got dubious motives and a secret hierarchy.
Oh, interesting. So maybe you are not the only two working here. I think what I'm gonna say is this then, just to conceptualize this and give us some fun room to play, is so far as CEJ currently knows, you have been approached by Cordy Doherty operating in his role as the vice principal of Queen Latifah's and asked to do this. Down the road, you will likely discover, depending on what we do, that Cordy Doherty's, that there is like, you don't know the details of whatever this agency situation is yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that will reveal itself to you over time. Does that make sense of like, you just don't have all of the information yet?
Absolutely.
Grand. Great. So you have that. What moves did you pick? Now, when you pick a new playbook, generally we wipe your existing moves and replace them. That doesn't always have to be that way. But for example, I think like some of your moves that were more mundane focused, I would say let's get rid of those and keep your new moves. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say like you definitely keep No Limits because you have that as your weird move. I think you keep the Sight because that's a CEJ thing.
Yeah, because I died.
Because you died. And then I think your other moves, I mean, you can keep one or two of them, but I would say get rid of two or three of your pre-existing moves.
All right, I'm going to get rid of this one.
Okay, getting rid of Always the Victim.
Uh-huh. And then I did replace every other move that I took from the professional playbook, I replaced an existing move with.
Oh, okay, cool. Great. All right, cool. Well, then that's what we will stick with. Then you are, I believe, all square. Do you want to tell us what your moves are?
No.
Great. I love it. Let's keep everyone in the dark. I know, and that's what's important. So with that, let's see. I think the most important thing, what I want to cut over to is back at the dance, you all, the rest of you, Shamanda, Crashly, and, well, no, it's just Shamanda and Crashly. Wait, where's Derek at? Oh, he's in Canada. He is walking back. Shamanda and Crashly, you have Ron Stewart on the floor and Annette struggling to get out. And in front of you, someone who looks a lot like Ryder Strong and a little bit like your friend Adam Miller, Adon Miller is there. Let's open with that. Adon, you find yourself, you can't quite remember the last moment you had, but you're sitting there. There's a weird old guy on the floor and there's these two girls in front of you. You look to be in like a prenatal weight room is what it looks to be like. And yeah, what do you do, Adon?
Sup.
Sup.
Sup? Where's Adam?
I don't know who you refer to. Hey, what's up with the L square weenie on the ground?
That's Ron Stewart. Can we have a moment,
wait,
please?
I mean L7 weenie.
What's L7?
That makes a square.
I think that's Adam, but I'm not sure, Crashly.
It's Adam, because I saw him turn into like a terrible creature before, and now he's turned into like some kind of gorgeous creature.
Do y'all mind if I smoke real quick? It's just CBD.
What?
Not in CBD? Here. It's the prenatal weight room. It's for young mothers and their buff infants.
That's. I'm so sorry. So foolish of me. I'll go outside.
Oh my god.
Actually, can you tie this guy up?
Yeah.
His name is Ron Stewart. Do not let him out of your sight.
All right, he's already in a net, so I'll just guess I'll drag the net.
Okay.
Like drag net. Oh my god.
Whoa, cool reference.
Thanks. Oh my God, thank you.
Crashly, you're turning red. You need to calm down.
Okay, but I can't calm down because, like, look at Adam. This is like, anyway, oh my God, this is like when he turned goth, which I also have recently. So maybe he's into that. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Freaking out. I have a boyfriend. God. Anyway.
And actually, Crashly, I think it's at that moment that you feel a little bulge in your pocket.
Ugh. Bulge.
Ooh. Oh my God. What the heck? What's I'm going to see what it is.
You feel a little bulge in your pocket, Crashly. And as you're looking, you just hear in the distance.
What the heck?
Is that a ringtone or something? Like, well, that's so
weird.
Oh,
you heard it too? Yeah. I don't know. It feels like someone just goosed me in my pocket. So I'm going to grab my... See what's in there.
It appears to be a letter, like a small, you know, square envelope that's sealed.
What the heck? My God, I wonder if it's from Adon.
And it says to Crashly on the front of it.
Oh my God, if this is a secret admirer, it's terrible timing, but I gotta know.
And actually, Crashly, at a glance, it appears to be Derek's handwriting.
Oh, it's from my boyfriend. Perfect timing. God, I was just about to get a crush on somebody else. Okay, cool. I'm gonna read it.
When you open the envelope, there's nothing inside. As soon as you open the envelope, all of you hear,
"Tell us, if you like Crashly Grenadine."
I don't think that it's appropriate for a being that lives as long as us and experiences as much as us to be involved with a human being. I don't like Crashly. Whoa.
Dick, then why are you leading this girl on?
Well, I can sense that she needs something, and I'm trying to be the thing that she needs. Also, I don't think she really likes me either, to be honest. I think she likes having a boyfriend. Do you know what I mean?
Wow,
that's brutal.
You all hear it kind of echo and fade away, and there's nothing else that follows it.
I think Crashly is going to take an emotional condition.
Okay.
Which would be angry.
That makes sense.
And Crashly's going to look around the room. Is there anyone in this room that's not looking at me right now?
Probably Ron Stewart.
I'm going to bite Ron Stewart about the shoulder.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Yeah, like the little girl from The Ring. Just like, like race over and bite him.
Yeah, Crashly, 1 second is there, and then you just are seeing like the after image of someone passing through, and then, yeah, Crashly, you are biting. Describe this bite. What are you doing?
I think I bite pretty hard the first time, and I don't have, you know, I have 12-year-old's teeth, human teeth. So
no, wait. Actually, oh, Crashly, no. You don't. Oh, no. I'll remind you, you're the monstrous, and you took
a good bite. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you took teeth that do 3 harm.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
So actually, Crashly, as you go over, Crashly, you have like...
Oh no.
It's very much like a second set of teeth that come down over like fangs.
Yeah.
They like... What's the opposite of retract?
Yeah.
Protract?
Protract.
Protract. Thank you.
Yes.
And they just like pierce out. Your gums bleed. Like it's not like...
Yeah.
They're sheathed or anything. They just rip out and you go in and Ron Stewart, it just immediately is just like, what the? And is just screaming. This 20 something Ron Stewart is just screaming as you are biting and he's bleeding profusely. Crashly.
Wouldn't it be even more because he's restrained?
Well, it's not even more damage, but you don't even have to kick some ass because he can't stop it.
Yeah.
And Crashly, you feel even better than when you hit like the kombucha.
Mm.
You feel like essentially what it feels like when someone does cocaine for the first time. Like feel incredible.
Okay.
Oh no. Tyler, can I ask?
Yeah.
Do I remember anything from Adam's life or I'm completely new?
That's up to you, Jeff. You're a new alter ego. So if you want, you can remember Adam Miller's stuff, but you just know you're a different person than him. Or you can be, you know.
I think in this instance, I'm completely new.
Okay.
And yeah. I just saw this happen.
Yeah.
I think Adam Miller says, I'm totally bugging, and he runs.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, no.
Okay.
Great.
Screaming, yeah. Help, help.
Great. Don Miller runs out screaming, help, help, into the dance. You hear a record scratch outside. Everybody being like, who's that hot guy? Why is he asking for help? What's going on in there?
Monster. There's a monster in here.
Oh, my God.
When I hear that, I'm going to stop biting.
Well, Aaron, you're going to try to. Roll to act under pressure.
Oh, no. Oh.
I guess while this is happening, Shamanda's sitting there with a rock and her Bjorn and seeing her friend eat into one person and another runoff and baby Wexler's could be literally anywhere. Shamanda is so, and she's embarrassed and guilty already. So using one of her holds, she pulls out a joint and is like, you know what? You guys solve your own problems. And she lights up.
classic Shamanda.
Amazing.
Great. Yeah. Shamanda. Oh my gosh. So that is your, is that your last hold, Shamanda?
I had three and I used one to do the Bjorn. So I guess I have one left.
Okay.
You probably just had a joint.
I don't think that that's necessarily anything that you wouldn't carry on you.
Yeah, just like break in case of emergency, like her latch ditch effort. But
yeah absolutely.
It looks like, you know, the S is about to hit the F.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you smoke your spliff and feel a little at ease. Crashly, roll your act under pressure.
I got an 8.
Oh, yes. Adon.
Yeah, thank you so much. So wait, when you say Crashly's teeth protracted, like, is it obvious that something's happening? Because, like, I don't know if I'd yell monster if I just saw, like, someone bite someone else.
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar to, I mean, this is going to go over your head, Jeff, because you haven't seen the show, but it's pretty similar to the vampires in Buffy, where Crashly's, like, monstrousness.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to let Aaron describe physically the transformation. Aaron, go ahead, tell us what we're experiencing.
So again, I think, I don't know that you would necessarily, I don't think my face like fully changes, but I do think my the way I hold my body is very little girl from the ring, like very monstery and creepy, sort of like a water ghost kind of situation. And because I'm not like worried about how I look. And
does your hair go in front of your face too?
I think it's just that I'm holding my neck down like that. And oh, so sure. It's probably in my face. But as you remember, I'm also wearing goth makeup.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I have a weird bowl cut now, I think. I have like a bad haircut.
Yeah, you do. You didn't do a Betty Page. You did something a little more severe. Yeah.
Right.
Kat Von D. It's like
it's like a bad version of that. I think that the teeth, I think that the most monstrous thing other than the way I'm like holding my body is probably the sound that comes out of my mouth,
which is
like a scream of anger, but is also kind of sounds like a scary bird. Like picture a scary sound that a bird makes, like a ree kind of sound, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like hunkering over it. So in my imagination, my teeth didn't come out till after I bit, and because it surprises even me.
Okay.
But if we want for the fiction for my teeth to have been visible, I'm open to that too.
No. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I did bite him on the area between neck and shoulder.
Oh.
From behind.
Yeah. And you also moved like the ring ghost.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it definitely freaked me out enough to run. I don't know if I scream monster, but I'm definitely like freaked out.
Yeah. I think the other thing, Crashly, let me check. When you bite down, do your claws also come out or?
No, that's okay. Not what I imagined. No.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, Adon, there is certainly enough there for you to be like, this is fucked up and this is spooky.
Help! Help!
Great. Crashly, you got an 8?
Yeah.
Okay, to act under pressure on an 8, I'm going to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. You're trying to stop feeding, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the price to pay is just a sort of natural conclusion on it is what makes you stop in addition to you trying to exercise your thing is here's the other thing, gang. A general NPC is not as hardy as one of my player characters, nor is it as hardy as one of the monsters you typically encounter. In fact, a general NPC's harm threshold is about 3. Now, I'm not going to say that Crashly kills Ron Stewart. That's too much. I am going to say that Ron Stewart is dying. Ron Stewart goes into shock and starts convulsing. This is what snaps you out of it, Crashly, as Ron Stewart is in need of severe, immediate, emergent care. Otherwise, Ron Stewart will die.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If Ron Stewart dies, does the spell die?
No, the spell is independent of the...
Rashad's like, we got a solution.
Yeah.
Exactly. Short episode.
Can Crashly turn Ron Stewart?
I cannot turn. No. I don't... Like, I'm not a vampire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Then this is... I guess these are Shamanda's high thoughts that she's having out loud.
Yeah. Rather than helping, you're just like, oh, well, hey, maybe that. Well, I think I found a loophole. Yeah. The issue is, I guess the answer, Shamanda, is you're not sure. There is, I suppose, a chance that killing him could undo everything, but you don't know.
Can I try to do first aid on him angrily?
Yeah, you can attempt to for that for sure. I'm going to make you roll act under pressure again because you're, you know, being confronted with the blood.
Okay. And I have to get a 2. So I roll under pressure. I'm not rolling for the first aid roll. Is that right?
So the first aid roll will happen once you have successfully controlled your
Well, I failed.
Can I help? I know I said I'm just high in the corner, but come on.
You know what? Here's the thing, Shamanda, is you did say you're just high in the corner. So what is changing between then and now that is making you...
The blood looks like a bunch of fruit punch. And if I get past these guys, I can get out to the... Oh, those chips are in the dance floor still. Oh.
And I guess really, I just want to see in this moment. So Crashly, you kind of come back to yourself. You are swimming just above a deep and aggressive, violently aggressive thirst.
Yeah.
You are covered in blood. This guy down on the floor is pale and is pooling out.
Mm-hmm.
You look over and your best friend, or at least at one point your best friend, I'm not sure quite where you all stand right now, is just getting high.
Yeah.
What do you do, Crashly?
I'm going to scream like, Shamanda! Help! This guy's blood got in my mouth. It's disgusting. And I think he's dying and we need him to fix a spell. Ah.
Gross. That's blood. Okay.
Come on.
I'm going to help you.
Okay.
Okay. Get your hands away from the blood. I will cover the wound.
Great. Shamanda, go ahead and roll to help out. So this is going to be rolling plus cool.
7 plus my cool is 0, so 7.
You are going to give Crashly advantage on her roll, but you're also going to expose yourself to trouble or danger. Crashly, go ahead and re-roll one of your dice.
Okay. Okay, this time I got a 7. No, an 8. Another 8.
An 8.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. The two of you are... Shamanda, you get next to Crashly. You're able to help her. You're doing all of that. Crashly, Shamanda is right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can smell her blood.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
One of her veins is just, like, bulging on the side of her neck. Mm-hmm. And Crashly, I'm going to make you roll to act under pressure again.
Crashly, I know that you're going through, like, a lot right now. We all heard that voicemail. But you gotta get it together, sister.
I got a 7.
Okay. Now, let's see. So on a 7, I give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay.
Which hand do you eat?
Crashly, you can... I think this is what's going to happen, Crashly, is you are trying to, like, keep yourself from feeding on Shamanda,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
I think the way that happens is you react, you push against Shamanda, but this is when your claws come out.
Oh, no.
So you push Shamanda away from you. You manage to hold yourself off. But Shamanda, you take 2 harm as these... Crashly, will you describe what your claws look like?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when a kid's nails are too long, like way too long, like they don't. So it's just like dirty, grown out fingernails that are sharp. They are shaped in an uncute way, like a coffin nail, but just like gnarly.
Yeah, it's like Sabretooth in Marvel.
Oh, Ow, Crashly, why would you do that to me?
I'm trying not to bite you. I'm going through something.
Okay, go to the other side of the gym, okay? There's rags to wipe down the equipment. Just wipe your hands. Wipe your mouth.
What? But, okay,
and at this point, some of the Council of Dolls runs in. Adriana and Astrid, along with some of the other council. And, Anne, what have you been doing this whole time?
The pizzas are here. So I'm just, like, carrying in the pizzas, and I ordered... maybe too much.
Great. Yeah. You were told to order 100 pizzas, right? How many did you order?
I ordered 300 pizzas.
Great.
Because I thought they couldn't hear me because they weren't talking back as much, so I just kept ordering.
Wonderful. Yeah, you're dealing with the pizzas. And Astrid and Adriana come in, and Adriana's like, some hot guy just said that there was a monster. What's going on in here? Shamanda, are you okay?
No, we're not okay. Oh, okay. One, I think we need to do an Amber Alert because there's a little girl missing that we really need.
Shamanda, are you high?
Huh, no. not me. That's crazy. Okay, that's my friend Crashly. She's kind of she's a beast.
Oh, gee. Oh.
Sorry, that guy's blood got all over me. He's bleeding. He needs help, like right now. First aid.
Yeah. Let's patch this guy up, please.
Yeah, Astrid runs over, starts applying it, and it's like, we're going to need an ambulance. He needs real care. And Adrian is like, call 911, and is dealing with that. The dojo goes into triage mode pretty quickly. This is a thing that you all have trained for.
We watch Grey's Anatomy every Thursday because we love it, and it's procedural, and who doesn't love procedures? Come on.
Now, Shamanda, Rashaan, really.
Yeah.
How does the rest of, I'm going to let you tell us, how does the dojo, like, so the dojo, you know, you run it, you've trained mm-hmm. them and everything to handle emergencies and situations and like stand up and essentially be excellent. How are they reacting to you in this, like, in this state?
I believe that the dojo, I think they don't look down on drugs. I don't want anyone to think that they're anti, those. If I was doing, you know, something harder, sure, we'd have other conversations. But in this instance, marijuana is fine, mm-hmm. listeners. But I do think they're seeing their leader crack a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know we had discussed earlier, like, how Shamanda will deal with this stress, and she kind of, like, laughs it off. But I think in this, she's giving herself a little bit of relief. And what may seem just like a little bit is like heavy for the rest of them. It's like, you know, seeing dad cry or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think to add to this, Anne is going to walk in and be like, your card is overdrawn.
Oh, no. We don't have enough money, you guys, for the pizzas. There's 300 of them. What if we just return the pizzas? What if we just say we don't need them?
Adriana's like, hey, Dolls, why don't we get Shamanda a blanket and maybe get her settled down? They look pretty spooked. And Evan plows in and he's like, what's going on? Oh, my God. There's so much blood. Is anybody doing first aid? Are we okay on that? Oh, my. Shamanda, are you okay?
Bro, everything's taken care of, you goody-goody. Everybody's fine.
Shamanda,
chill out. Be chill, man.
Hey, are you okay, Shamanda?
I'm great. I feel so good. My friend bit a guy hard, blood everywhere. Very cool. What do your friends do?
And when you say that, all of the Dolls and Evan, their eyes move over to Crashly, who up to this point has just been like, oh, he got blood on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you bit him?
Well, here's the thing is that I have had a hard week, but also... He put a spell on the town. And have you noticed how all the old people are young? That's because of him. So I needed to subdue him. And then it turns out that my TMJ acted up and I bit him harder than I meant to. And he has very thin skin.
Her mom writes books. She's amazing.
Great. Crashly, yeah. Roll to keep your secret.
Okay.
This is going to be a roll plus sharp.
Plus sharp? Okay. Do I have any sharp problems? Of course I do.
You do. You're embarrassed right now.
So I got a 6.
Oh, that is a failure. So Crashly, they totally misread your intentions. You get to pick one from below. You're going to take an emotional condition as well. Either this adds to a rumor that's been going around about you. They're going to think that you want something from them, which they don't have. Or they're going to lock you into your excuse with an obligation.
Okay. I think I feel insecure. That's okay. My condition I'm going to take. Or should it be afraid? I'm afraid of being found out. So, yeah, I feel afraid, and they are going to, you said, lock me into an obligation or
think you I find out something. That there's a rumor that's been going around about you that this confirms or.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I think that there's a rumor going around about me among the more conservative parents ever since I did my goth like look, a week ago. That I am leading there's like a satanic panic essentially yes. going out around me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That I've like started a little like cult of kids who listen to death metal and that I'm, or not started a cult, but that I'm like a bad influence.
Yeah. That you're trying to, if
yeah,
nothing
I'm trying
else.
To. Exactly.
Yeah. You see some of the dolls, again, the ones from more conservative families, inch a little bit closer to each other. And you just hear Crashly a few things of like, I told you, she's really willing to use violence as like part of her rituals and stuff. Okay.
Michaela, you should attend the stage whispering class again because everybody heard that girl.
Yeah. And that's not true. I'm not willing to use violence. Sometimes I just.
You told us that you tried to subdue him with your mouth.
Well, right. If that's violence, okay. I just call it interpersonal disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
You bit him, Crashly.
You bit him, Crashly.
Okay.
And the dolls are like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh my gosh, what happened to that net?
No.
Yeah, Tim, you see the net. Tim Nuts peeks in. Tim, you see that the net has just been like ripped apart violently.
Oh, who did this? Was it you? And he points at like one of the other dolls.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Tim would point at Shamanda because Tim still has beef,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And he moves his hand physically with his other hand to Shamanda. Was it you?
Oh, yeah. You guys, everybody chill out. Leave Crashly alone. We've all had bad days. Raise your hand if you've never had a bad day.
Seriously.
Oh, look. Nobody.
I've never had a bad day.
Yeah, and I think Shamanda, the dolls are a little thrown off that you're defending, like Crashly is saying these things and you're just like going with it.
Can I use my I trained for this move to end this altercation right now?
Yeah, I mean that's usually for an actual fight, like a physical fight. So I'm gonna say no just because there's not really a way, like none of the things that you would do make sense in this.
Okay.
You know, like they can't, nobody can turn themselves over to you and you don't want to knock anybody unconscious. I mean, maybe you do. If you want to knock Crashly out, that might be one way to end it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right, everybody, there's no need to point fingers. Crashly, would you mind just like isolating yourself if we put you in one of the beautiful suites of the dojo so you can calm down and collect yourself, and then we'll discuss this a little bit later. Ladies, who's got the ambulance for Mr. Neck Holes here?
Neck Holes.
Yeah, you see some EMTs come in, and one of them is like, that'd be us. We have the... Oh, geez, Louise, is this guy...
Yeah, look at the net. Look at it.
Wow, Tim.
I hope you're not hungry. There's no pizzas.
Wait, you charged 300 pizzas?
No, I told them when the card declined, I said, I didn't order these. And then they talked for a long time, but I never talked back, so they just left.
And furthermore, you're the best.
And while you all deal with that, we'll cut over to CEJ. You have a 3-year-old Susan with you. Cordy Doherty has you in his office. He's been explaining that there are certain troublemakers that he has not been able to figure out who they are, but he suspects in the athletic teams in Mystery County. What?
Yeah, teams, yeah. What you were saying, yeah.
That there are certain individuals who are causing more trouble than they're letting on. And I want someone to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm so glad that you'll be working with us, CEJ.
Oh, working. Yeah.
Most teenagers would be reluctant to report on fellow teenagers to an adult. And I'm glad you see in the greater good. CEJ?
Huh? Yeah.
Is you CJ playing a Game Boy?
Yeah, CJ, like under the lip of the desk on CJ's side is a Game Boy Color that he's playing Donkey Kong Country 2 on.
Oh, hell yeah.
Siege?
What?
Up.
Huh?
Up.
No, up. I just picked you up.
Up.
No.
Listen, why don't you go ahead and take your little sister back home?
She's not my sister. She's like kind of my mom figure.
I'm his mentor.
Okay. I don't care.
All right. So we're done here.
We're done for now. You'll report to one of my many offices shortly with an update, yes?
What?
Up.
No.
As soon as you've joined the junior varsity basketball team, I'll want to know.
Oh, wait. And CEJ, I'm going to attempt to like rewind through as much of the conversation I wasn't paying attention to as I possibly can.
So you've completely committed on accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, you as you're replaying through, you hear every instance of Cordy Doherty asking you something and you saying, yep, uh-huh, yep, and realize that you've completely committed to joining the junior varsity basketball team at Queen Latifah's.
Oh, man.
Tryouts are next Saturday. Be there.
Okay, I gotta tell you, I'm a phenomenal clarinet player, but I am not a very good basketball person.
Well, you have a week to train.
But if I don't make the team, then I guess like, you know, no harm, no foul, right?
Well, I suppose, great pun. Good job. You're already speaking the language.
Oh, that wasn't even, is foul a basketball thing?
Also, if you don't join the team, then I suppose I would need to find someone else culpable for the shattered door. And
right.
Judging from those cramos there gathered around that Datsun, it looks like maybe it was reported stolen.
Bad man.
Yeah, well, someone, you're right. You're right, little Suze. A bad man, for sure. Mm. So I am.
And you're not a bad man, are you, CEJ?
No, I'm legally, I'm not even a man.
Right. Let's keep it that way.
What? What do you mean?
What?
How old are you, CEJ?
You want to keep me not a man?
CEJ, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'll be 17.
I'm three.
16 can be tried as an adult in Mystery County.
No Jesus. Way.
Oh, my God.
I'm three.
Yes, you
Thank
are.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think you've got a lot to think about and a lot of basketball to work on. Why don't you go on and get out with your friend here and be ready next Saturday?
Cordy.
Okay.
Yes.
Cordy.
Vice principal. That's my button. She tell her to stop raspberrying my belly button, please.
You know, it's actually really annoying. She does not listen to me.
Huh. All right. But you listen to me now, so please, go on.
All right. Come on, Susan. And I grab Susan's hand, and she's little, so I have to, like, hunch over, and we just kind of, like, squat walk out of the office.
Up.
No, I'm not carrying you anymore.
Up.
No, because whenever I pick you up, you don't actually put any effort into holding back on, and you just squirm around trying to look at stuff, and then I have to do all the work, and it really hurts after a while.
Up.
No. Fine. Pick up Susan. Stop squirming. Stop. It makes it so much harder because I'm going to drop you and then you're not going to have fun. If I drop, okay. And now you're on the ground. So there you go. Now you walk. You walk now.
Up.
No. Here, have another. I have another lollipop for my pocket.
Where are you headed to, CEJ? Like, what's your game plan at this point?
I'm heading to Gold's Gym.
Why?
What? I have to train.
Okay. I will point out, just this makes total sense to me. Does CEJ call anybody to tell? Because you did say, I'm going to go research this spell stuff so we can stop this spell. That's the last time that you talked to anybody at the club.
Okay, well, Susan's got like 3 years of de-aging left, and I've only got until Saturday to become the best basketball player in Mystery County.
Yeah.
So priorities.
Yeah, so CEJ, in very CEJ fashion, does not communicate his updates or position and just heads over to Gold's Gym, which is unrelated to the franchise that's Gold's Gym. This is...
Yeah, it's G-O-U-L-D.
I was going to say, it's Gould's Gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
It's run by a ghost.
Right. It's run by Flurb.
Welcome to Gould's Gym.
Oh, it's Gould's Gym?
Yeah.
Gould's I thought that's gym. What we're saying, yeah.
Oh, I see, yes. I thought it was Gould.
Oh, like Elliot Gould is what yeah. I thought. Yeah,
Flurb!
Hi. Susan, you look different.
Blurb. And I'm just keep running through him like he's a bubble.
Oh, yeah. That tickles now. Be careful. Oh, Susan. Oh, who's the nerd?
Siege.
Yeah. Hi.
You want a membership?
I need you. Do you have? Are you a ghost?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you play basketball by any chance?
I did in a past life, the one I had.
Do you think you could like possess my body and make me the coolest basketball player in Mystery County?
Flurb, I'm dying.
What? Oh yeah, actually, I have to go. I'm sorry. And I grab Susan and I
Susan,
head out.
Come back. If you die, join me.
Wait a minute.
See
wait
you
a minute.
Soon.
I am so confused. A second ago, you were just like, no, Susan's got 3 years. I have a week. I have to do this. Priorities. And then now you're saying, never mind. I'm going to go deal with.
Now, Tyler, what you're trying to do is find logic in the chaos.
You know, and it's not even logic. It's just some semblance of consistency.
Now, see, what I've just discovered is that if Flurb has played basketball and can possess me, then my problems are solved. So now I can move on to the Susan situation.
Well, but Flurb didn't agree to it yet, did he?
Yeah, but he said he could.
Flurb's okay. Going to try to possess him right now.
Okay, great. Flurb, then I think we have possession rules that we have used previously when Crashly was a ghost. So, CEJ, roll plus weird.
God, I have saved you kids so many times.
Okay. Tell them.
Oh, perfect roll, 12.
Wow. CEJ, you successfully resist the possession.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but you do feel Flurb try to take over your body.
Hey, you wanted me to possess you. Here I go.
No, not like right now. I'm going to come back in a jersey and you're going to take over my body, but only the basketball muscles.
Oh, okay. So you want me to take over your body, only the basketball muscles, whenever you want. Deal's off, kiddo.
No. Well, what do I need to do to make this worth your while?
You have to save Susan. And if you don't, deal's off.
Fine. I'll save Susan.
Or if she does die, bring her here.
Okay, one of those two. Now. So, well, which one is it? Is it
either or?
It doesn't matter to you either way?
I mean, Susan could be a part of me, or, you know, I can be a part of Susan either way.
Okay, bro.
If she dies as a little girl, you still want her? That's weird.
Oh, souls are different than bodies.
Disagree, bro. How about this? How about...
Really? You think her soul's younger?
How about you get my body for a day if you help me with my basketball situation?
Oh.
And if you do that, I will let you... No, wait. Yeah, you get my body for a day. I mean, this seems like a pretty sweet deal. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, but I pick the day.
Fine. Any day of your choice.
Okay, Water Slide Festival is coming up, and I miss a good slide.
My back's going to get all chafed.
I know. That's my favorite part of the water slides. And it's December 1st this year.
It's a polar bear water slide festival.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So you help me. How about this? I'll let you inhabit my body right now. And when I call upon you to take over my arms and legs for basketball, you can. And then you get one 24-hour period of your choice to take over the whole thing. And until then, you just sit in here and we're nice to each other.
Okay, so I'll just sit in your body and like sort of get the vibe of it.
Yeah,
right now?
Like, you know, explore, get to know it, you know, so that you get the most out of your day.
All right, one second. Hey, Rudy, I'm leaving early.
And Rudy, who is another ghost possessing someone else, just goes like, sure. The other thing, CEJ, that I do think is very fun about all of this is the only reason you're even able to have this conversation is because you have the sight.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody else thinks that Rudy runs the gym and that Rudy just periodically talks to air. Like, everybody thinks that Rudy has like significant problems going on and nobody knows that Ghoul's Gym is run by a ghost that is Flurb. You're the only one that can see him because of your connection to the spirit world.
Yeah.
So yeah, this all makes perfect sense.
Love it.
Yeah, this is great because as little time as I have to spend at a gym where no one wipes down the equipment,
that's
is
Rudy's
good for
fault.
Me.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
All right, Susan, let's go.
I peed.
No, get in the Bjorn.
I peed.
You're three. You know better.
I tried to get your attention.
What do you mean you tried to get my attention?
I said, uh-oh, like four times.
Rudy, you need to clean, Rudy.
You see Rudy's body trying to resist as Rudy the ghost is pushing him over to go clean up the pee.
And honestly, I think he just drops, like the body just falls face forward and soaks it up with his clothes.
God, damn it.
Yes. Oh, it's awful. Yeah. Oh, this poor man.
Oh, it's awful.
This is the only way to cancel. The guy that Rudy is possessing right now, he's trying to quit the gym, and this is the only way you can quit this gym.
Is to be possessed by the owner for a little while?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in that body, successfully send a physical letter to the owner's address to cancel the membership.
It's pretty rough, but you know, I'd rather be a part of this gym than Bally's.
Totally.
Seriously.
Yeah. So into all of that, CEJ, you now have it clear. You need to save Susan in order to get Flurb's basketball playing skills. Flurb, you have entered CEJ's body. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. I'm just going to sit here.
Great. And that's actually my left arm. So Flurb, could you reach into my pocket and get my cell phone out of there?
Sure thing. Which one? It goes for the back pocket.
Nope, the front pot, the one with the phone in it. I guess you can't feel that because you're just in the arm.
Yeah, so outside, I guess, Susan, you're just watching CEJ padding like a 360 around his body with his left arm.
Okay, stop. Nope, that's too far over.
Hey, pocket, Susan. Pocket. Susan, check this out. And I pick my nose. Or I pick CEJ's nose.
CEJ!
Stop. Stop making me eat it.
All right.
He's stupid.
Isn't he?
All right.
Here you go. Here's the phone.
Thank you. Okay. I dial Crashly's number.
Great. Crashly, you are in a very nicely appointed, but still holding cell inside the internal areas of the dojo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Crashly necessarily even knows that this stuff exists at the dojo, but you're realizing that the dojo building is a little bit more labyrinthine than you expected. And behind the front of the community center, there is much more, not militarized at all, but just a much more serious organization that the dolls are prepped for and running. So they have holding cells for threats exactly like you, as it turns out. And they put you in one. So it's sort of padded. There's some very simple bolted down furniture. Imagine any superhero movie where the superhero is in a cell ever. Mm-hmm.
I would also say that there's a bit of amenities, you know, some cucumber water, a chenille blanket.
Yes, yes.
Those yeah, like Kiehl's soap.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. The floor is like a yoga mat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels nice. It also is just clear. You hear a very clear ka-thunk when they shut the door, and you know that you are not easily out. You know, you can't just open the door and walk out. And in this space, you get a phone call, and it shows CEJ on the dial.
I'm going to answer it. CEJ! Hello?
And you hear my voice really distant because I'm holding the phone upside down.
Sue. Why are you holding? Give me that back.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Okay, hey.
Crashly.
Hi.
Crashly.
Hi.
Hey, Crashly, how's it going?
Stop, Flurp. Crashly, sorry. I'm standing outside of the janitor's closet at Denver Broncos.
Okay,
and
why?
I can't remember how to get into, because they got to get into the lair.
It's at her apartment now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, duh. It's EJ.
I told you that in the car.
That's right.
I'm going to call back. I got to try to call back.
It's on the last session.
I know.
Too.
The annoying thing is because last session I went to the wrong school.
Yeah. That's how you got in this whole predicament.
Yep. Great. Yeah. Crashly, you called back.
God damn back. It. Stupid Alan problems Hello. Are now becoming CEJ problems.
Hello.
Hi, Sue's. Hi, buddy.
Hello, it's Flurb too.
Stop. You can't grab the wheel when I'm driving, Flurb. That's not gonna happen.
Oh, you wanna drive with one hand?
Oh, who is Flurb? Can I even hear Flurb? I probably can't.
I think only CEJ can hear
okay.
Flurb.
Okay.
Oh, so
unless
okay.
we're establishing that because of the same sort of thing that you also have the sight.
I did die.
You did die. If you want to.
Dang, everyone died except for Shamanda and Adam.
Yeah.
Well, Susan hasn't died.
Oh, that's
right. She just has third eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crashly. Yeah. Why don't we say, you know, I think it's fun. It makes sense to me in world. We are going to give you the move, the sight.
Okay.
So you also can communicate with spirits, see them. And you can spot additional clues when you try to figure out what's going on here. So, yeah, you can hear Flurb through the phone.
Okay. Who is Flurb? Is he cute? Because I'm single right now.
Oh, that's... I don't...
I mean, a couple parts of me are... Well, I'm a collection of souls, so...
Okay, I don't like the sound of that. Sorry.
Okay, well, listen, I'm on my way to get the... What books do I need for this thing? I don't.
Oh,
we should have probably sent you instead of me.
Yeah, actually,
I'm on the ferry.
You're on the ferry?
Yeah, I have to go to Mystery, don't I?
No. Oh, is that where her apartment is?
Yeah,
it is where her apartment is. Yeah.
Please don't tell me I didn't get on this ferry.
No, you're right.
It's just funny because there's a highway that also goes
to Mystery. Drive. Did you put your car on the ferry?
Yeah, what do you mean? It's a car ferry.
Well, actually, no, because remember, the Kramos came and got the Datsun.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess you took the pedestrian
ferry. Driving
a
different car.
Are you still a different car?
Wait, did you hotwire a car?
But I left it at the dock. I'm on the... Crashly, we don't have time to explain exactly what's going on.
Wait, Crashly, what's wrong with me? Why don't you like me?
Okay, well, maybe I do. I haven't seen you yet, but listen.
I'm three.
I'm basically being held prisoner at the dojo. Yeah, they have a dungeon, FYI.
Yeah, I know.
You knew? Whatever.
Yeah, I hang out at the dojo. Shamanda's my girlfriend.
I'm with good girlfriend. That's what you sound like. God.
That's what I sound like?
Yes, literally.
Flurb, are you doing something to my voice?
Focus.
I have a ghost in my body and a baby on my shoulder. What do you want me to do for you?
Wow, that's an album.
Sing it.
Put her in a car seat. Anyway, I'm in a dungeon and I need, really, you need to get to that old Ron Stewart because he's the one that did the whole spell.
Is it Ron Stewart at your dojo right now?
Wait, Ron Stewart? I've been getting notification that he's trying to join my pod. Is he close to death?
Oh, God.
I'm a skunk.
He should not die. You should reject him because,
and I'm in your trunk.
We need him to be alive. I don't know if he's at the dojo. He was like, I mean, something happened to him, whatever. But he got hurt. But anyway,
Crashly,
yeah,
focused. Is there like some kind of, do I need like feathers from some kind of bucket
the
or like an eyeball?
Look up books for love spells. And aging spells, and look up books for like vanity, like anything about like people wanting to be younger or hotter. I guess we already did a hot one, so that was a little different.
Does Susan have like a suitcase that like holds more stuff on the inside that I could just put all the books in?
Seat.
What?
I'm a skunk.
You're not a skunk.
And I'm in your trunk.
No, you're...
Wait, and I'm stinking Freshly. Up your automobile.
I give Susan another lollipop.
Yeah, but here's the question, Susan. Are you a skunk?
No, I'm just singing a song I know.
Okay. Just checking. Cute. Just checking.
Crashly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is this Flurb? Where is Ron Stewart being kept?
I think he went to the hospital. He got really hurt.
I smile and I pop and I'm heading to the hospital as Flurb.
Oh, shoot. Oh,
great.
Can Shamanda like knock against the glass door that's holding Crashly with like a plate of food or something so I can just get in there and be a part of the conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank God. Here's Shamanda.
Shamanda, you know, kuthunk, kuthunk. The door opens long enough for you to get in and you are inside. It locks behind you in typical like standard containment protocols. And
I'm talking to your damn boyfriend.
Whoa.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Lucky you.
Which one?
Good one.
You still nice. Got it, Wexler. Okay, Crashly.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that we had to put you in this box, but you know, everything's getting really crazy. We gotta focus up. So what do we know now for sure right now?
Ron Stewart did the spell. Mm-hmm. And Ron Stewart might be dying. So I think we need him to stay alive so he can like give us information. But regardless, CEJ and little baby Suze are headed to Suze's apartment to get her books, which is good.
Not a baby, three.
Sorry, little gal Suze. Are headed to there. It's good. So, okay. You know.
I'm going to figure out a way to bust you out of here and we'll go to the hospital for Ron. Okay.
Can't you just let me out because you run this place?
Oh, I do. Hey, girls, come on, let us out.
And I think at this point you hear a like boop and Adriana is like, Shamanda, we can let you out, but we reviewed the tape from the prenatal weight room. Crashly's a monster. We can't let her out until we figure out how to fix what's going on with her. She could do that to somebody else.
Yeah, we can't let her go, but I'm going to wink at Shamanda. Anna's.
Anna's? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So Anna's in the room with mm-hmm. you two, it's my understanding.
Okay. Okay, then I turn to Crashly and I grab both of her hands and I say, I'm sorry, you have to stay in here. And I squeeze her hand knowingly. Mm. Okay.
Oh, okay. Fuck you. And I wink.
No, great. Fuck you.
Uh-oh. This is going to turn real.
Yeah, I think I'm curious, Crashly, mm-hmm. will you roll plus sharp for me?
That's a good idea.
Just to see if you are catching this, because you're pretty all over the place.
Shoot.
Currently, Crashly has four of the five emotional conditions.
I mean, I definitely got a two.
Okay.
Or a three, actually, but still, yeah.
Yeah, when she says fuck you, you do not hear it as code or anything. You just hear her say fuck you. And I mean, again, you just had your boyfriend, you just heard him say that he doesn't like you and is just dating you because
I'm desperate, essentially.
Yeah. And then your friend, who you have already said a few times in the recent past that like Shamanda was your best friend, but now Adam is your best friend, and that you've just generally sort of been feeling more distant from Shamanda, and she has you locked in a room in her dojo with all of her other friends, like her girlfriends, who do everything she wants and treat her like she's perfect, even when she makes mistakes. And then she says, you know, fuck you, kind of in a joking way, but it's just sort of like too much.
I think that I'm going to scream the bird scream. And like my mouth's going to be like open very wide when I scream. I think my teeth are going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And
all right. Mm-hmm. I try to get out of the room as quickly as possible.
Great. Shamanda roll to act under pressure.
Pressure plus cool is nothing. So 10.
Great. Shamanda, you do what you set out to. Shamanda, you get out of the room. Here's a question. Does Anne also get out of the room?
Oh, I was gone long before that.
Great.
Yeah, I was going to let her out, but temperature check on that.
Yeah, Crashly just slams against the door. And is looking through the window. And Crashly, what are you screaming at them through the window?
I'm screaming, butthole. Butthole.
grew your butt.
Maybe
stinky.
She should stay in there. She looks tired.
Ooh.
And I want to cut over just to see Adon Miller.
Yeah. What's up?
Where are you at? You ran out of the dance. You find yourself in Haverford in Mystery County, Superior. It sounds like you don't really know how you ended up here.
Yeah.
And that you have a lot of it from what you've described and stuff so far to me, it sounds like Adon Miller has memories of a life that are essentially constructed.
Yeah. I keep trying to call my agent, but it just says it's a dry cleaner instead.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do, Adon?
I'm walking the streets confused, and then I go to the coolest place I can go. A Lids.
Damn.
Yeah, the door to the Lids opens, and you hear the person there say, "Hi, welcome to Lids. Hey, wait, aren't you
Adon Miller? Yeah, I'm new in town."
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
He's going to sign up for a credit card.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes, special deliveries, and tons of other random and delightful content produced for, and sometimes with, you. Until next time, watch out for Neo Scum, a narrative comedy podcast featuring five Chicago improvisers antagonizing their way through the role-playing classic Shadowrun. It follows a group of misfits and outsiders, Z, the acerbic cyber troublemaker, Pox, the candy junkie klepto from across the pond, Tech Wizard, the public access actor with a petulant thirst for adventure, and Dak Rambo, the nastiest trucker this side of the Robo Mason Dixon. Join the irascible Neo Scum crew on a puerile rock and road trip through our weirdo world of tomorrow, doling out street justice to every deeb they encounter, whether they deserve it or not. Yeah, Donald Duck Bane would be very fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would be fun.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Jeff, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Damn, don't you have a show coming up? You better work that into the session,
I'll do it.
Let's go back to the batting cages, but everyone comes as a disgusting Donald Duck.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.